Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance that will transfer remaining balances from completed capital projects back to their original funding source. These transfers will allow the residual funds to be appropriated for operations or new capital projects in the future. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank gives an overview.
These funds represent projects that have been completed with residual balances in prior years. Once those projects are complete, the funds lapse into fund balance, and in order to return them to the fund in which the funds originally came from, it requires an ordinance to do this in appropriation. Just to be clear, all this appropriation is doing is authorizing the return of these funds to the originating fund. They are not authorized to be spent once they get either, you know, to the general fund or to the airport fund. That would take a separate appropriation. None is being proposed right now. So really, this is just a cleanup of residual balances from completed projects.
In total, $28,266 will be returned to the general fund for these completed capital projects. The Kenai City Dock earthquake damage repairs, $24,902. Animal control epoxy floor recoating, $3,364. $286 will be returned to the airport fund for these completed projects. The airport snow removal equipment runway broom replacement. Administratively, $705,792 will be transferred back to the airport fund for the following completed projects for which the Federal Airport Improvement Grant Funds have been awarded for expenditures previously paid by the city for design services. Fire Training Facility Rehabilitation Project, $292,111. Sand Storage Facility Project, $114,451. KMA Airfield Drainage Improvement Project, $299,230. Only the authority to transfer between funds is being provided, not the authorization to spend the transferred funds. The Alaska Small Business Development Center's Technology Research and Development Center of Alaska, in partnership with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, established programs to stimulate competitive research. We'll begin accepting applications for the 2023 Phase Zero Grant Program on June 1st. The Phase Zero Grant Program aims to support Alaskan innovators in developing and submitting proposals for federal innovation research grants that will benefit the nation. It serves as an optional phase design to give Phase 1 and Phase 2 proposals a greater rate of success by providing expert reviews and financial support. Though not required, SBIR and STTR proposals submitted under the Phase Zero Program have a 30% award rate, while the national average is just 15%. The TREND program provides technical assistance and proposal writing instructions to help develop successful commercialization plans. The top five participants of the 2023 TREND Phase Zero Grant Program will be awarded an SBIR Phase Zero grant of up to $10,000. Examples of allowable expenses include, but are limited to, organization and analysis of preliminary data, further data collection and feasibility studies, commercialization planning, meetings with collaborators, professional training, literature searches, and technical writing. Applicants are strongly encouraged to watch the free on-demand informational SBIR Phase Zero introduction video and are invited to share with their applications prior to June 30th for an initial review and receive feedback regarding additional information or corrections. To see the full list of deadlines and information about the grant process, just visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Sea Life Center admitted three harbor seal pups to the Wildlife Response Program from the Copper River area. A female harbor seal pup was admitted on Sunday, May 21st, and a male and female were admitted 2 days later on Tuesday, May 23rd. All three pups were reported to the Alaska Sea Life Center's 24-hour standard marine animal hotline by separate callers. They were all spotted at different locations along the Copper River by different fishing boats with no adult seals seen in the area. Newborn harbor seal pups cannot survive on their own, so NOAA approved the Alaska Sea Life Center to respond to the three pups. The Alaska State Wildlife Troopers were essential in transporting all three pups from the fishing boats to the Cordova Airport to be flown to Anchorage. Once the pups arrived in Anchorage, NOAA staff transported the pups to meet the Alaska Sea Life Center Wildlife Response Team along the Seward Highway in Turnagain Pass. After transferring the patients to an Alaska Sea Life Center response vehicle, they then completed their journey to the Alaska Sea Life Center for treatment. The main concerns found by the Alaska Sea Life Center veterinary team upon the initial admit exams for all three pups were malnourishment and dehydration. All three pups still had umbilical cords attached, signaling that they were less than a week old. The Alaska Sea Life Center will continue to share updates on the patient's status on their social media pages. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.